The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome. As we continue with our Foundations for Equanimity, the Equanimous Love. And today's overall topic is wisdom, that wisdom is one of the primary supports for equanimous love, to really understand something well, to have an overview and of it all and how it fits in. And for this meditation, the wisdom that I'd like to offer is that two things, is that things change. And in particular, what changes for us is that how we experience things, how we understand things, how we relate to things, how things live in our hearts and minds, inevitably changes. And in the intensity of certain moments, it might seem like this will never change. But everything changes. And one of the so in that world of change, in our psychology, in our emotional life, and how we take in and understand and relate to what's happening, this is a profound teaching. We can't necessarily change the world. Things in the world may be changed forever. Someone dies, but the heart, the mind is fluid, is adaptable, and new input comes in, new understandings, new states will come and change the whole understanding of it. And so there's two forms of wisdom, additional forms of wisdom that can support us directly, and maybe can be used for this meditation. And that is, anything that we, any conclusion we make, any understanding we live under, in the moment of meditating, is to remember that in our experience of it all, this too will change. And how is it going to change? And the second one is, don't know. We don't know where this is going. We'll have to wait and see. And this too will change. And how it changed, I don't know. Don't know. It's not meant to keep us in our discursive mind, the storytelling mind, to predict a prediction mind, but to help us return to settle here. Come back here. Don't leave here by predictions. Don't leave here by the conclusions that freeze things and gets us stuck. Come back to the living river of experience that is here and now, where so much is always changing, and where our understanding, attitudes, emotional states, psychological states, they too have the nature to change over time. Certainly not immediately sometimes, but to have the attitude to shift from the attitude that unconsciously might be, this is going to be here forever. I'm always going to be this way. This is it. Shift from that to, this too will change. How is it going to change? I don't know. We'll wait and see. So this not knowing, coming back here to your breathing, your body, your experience. So assuming a meditation posture, entering a meditation posture, and feeling feeling into your body. Feeling into your body with a quiet attention, so that the sensing of the body takes precedence over the ideas and conclusions, predictions and memories and meaning-making we do about the body. In the simplicity of here, and gently closing the eyes if they're not. And feeling into the sensations, the tensions, the contractions, the openness, the peacefulness that might be present in the mind, in your mental processing that's going on. And there too, feel your way into the present moment experience of the mind, however vague or indistinct it might be, without being caught in the meaning-making, the predictions, the attitudes, the beliefs, not stopping and holding on, this is the way it is, but don't know, this too will change. And then from the mind and the head perhaps, letting your awareness settle into your body, down into your torso, to the lowest place in your torso where you feel the sensations of breathing. And if that area of your body has weight, as if it has weight, allow that part of your body to settle as you exhale. Relax as you exhale. So maybe the exhale is slightly extended. And the inhale begins in the deepest place where the sensations of breathing first appear. The inhale first appears. Noticing how the sensations of breathing in are different sensations than breathing out. And let yourself feel the rhythm of changing sensations as you breathe, as if it is a gentle massage or refreshing breeze that supports a greater settling, relaxing into here and now in your body. And as we continue meditating, if you get pulled into the world of thinking, turn towards your thinking and lovingly, gently tell yourself, maybe not so, or I don't know. Almost as if whatever the mind tells you, you're putting a question mark at the end. Really, is this so? Maybe not. And with that maybe not knowing, come back to what you physically know as sensations in your breathing, your body. Settling into your direct experience. Maybe the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Not living in the world of conclusions and meaning and stories. Being attentive enough to say, don't know. When you start thinking, and letting that don't know be like a door that returns you back into your body, meditating quietly. Don't know, and letting those words be a invitation to come back into your body or anywhere else where you can feel some degree of peace, calm, settledness. Here and now. don't know. And now that be an invitation to come inside in the heart center, the belly center, wherever there is the place for love, kindness, compassion. A tenderness, a gentleness, a glow, a bright light of something in the family of love. No matter how weak or partial it is. And breathe with it. Breathe through it. And if you wander off in thoughts and conclusions and meaning-making, remember, don't know. Maybe not so. Don't know. And how does this not knowing allow you to stay closer to wherever you feel love, so that the love is not disturbed? Not questioned, agitated, not limited or pushed away. And how is it that the wisdom of this too will change, or don't know? How is it that that can be a support for a stability of love, a steadiness of kindness, friendliness? How is it not knowing supports equanimous love? And as we come to the end of the sitting, to now, with the steadiness, equanimous love, to gaze out upon this complicated world, multifaceted world of joys and sorrows, happiness and suffering, of people who offer tremendous help and care to others and those who don't. Gazing upon it all with a steady, equanimous goodwill. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.